So Friday night was kind of a fun matchup. It was Thomas Durkin, who's a junior, facing off against his best friend, Stone Morgan, who played for us for 2 years, grew up here, moved to Juneau with his dad. That was a fun game. Just Thomas was pretty excited about that all week leading up to the games. So we dropped down to them, 3-0 in the second inning, came back 3-1 in the bottom of the second inning, and then they put two more on in the third inning. Ended up tied in the fourth inning, 5-5, was tied fifth inning, sixth inning, seventh inning, we held them. Some clutch pitching, some clutch fielding. The guys really played a fairly clean game defensively. And then ended up getting bases loaded with two outs, bottom of the seventh inning, and Thomas Durkin, who was the winning pitcher of that game, ended up getting a walk and getting the game-winning RBI with a walk. So we had a walk-off win with a walk. So it was our first win. That was his first win as a varsity player. So it's been a long dry spell for us for a couple of years. So
yeah, and probably an anticlimactic way to get a win, but you'll take it, right?
It was it was tense. If I had rosary beads, I probably would have been in my pockets. I probably would have been doing something with them. Didn't want to go to extra innings because Thomas was pretty much maxed out, and pitching wise, and you know that if we would have gone extra innings, that certainly would change the complexity of the next day for us pitching. So we didn't want to have to do that. But Peter Kowalski, who's a junior, he had a clutch single with two outs. Then we had two hit batters in a row, so that's how the bases got loaded, and then a walk. And my daughter took a video of the last at bat, and it was just fun to be able to watch it and watch the bench just go crazy as soon as the walk happened and the winning run came across, because they've really been working hard to try to get a win for a number of years.
It helps, huh? I mean, yeah, you have been working for it.
Yeah, it was. Not that we've had a lot of wins in high school baseball, but I've had some wins as a coach, but that was a long spell to go without winning, and we were getting so close in some of our games, playing competitively all season long. And last year we came close against Thunder Mountain, our last game of the year. So it was kind of a fun way to. I didn't care how we got the win at that point. I just wanted those guys to experience it, because part of it is they're learning how to win ball games, and it showed that night, and it showed the next day, because I think we had a little bit of victory, calling it the victory hangover, kind of flat the next day. Okay. But yeah, I was real proud of we hit well that game. Peter Kowalski had a double, a single. He did an incredible behind the plate. He had a throw down to third base to catch a guy stealing, a throw down to second base to catch a guy stealing. Brecken Davis, our center fielder. Our outfield played very well for us all week, and that's been a place that we've been really focusing on for 2 weeks. They were clean. They caught the balls that needed to be caught. Brecken had an amazing throw from, it wasn't deep center field by any means. It was probably middle. Threw it one hop to Peter, guy trying to score home, and Peter just tagged him and got the out. So that was a lot of fun to just see these building blocks that we've been working on in practice all year long to kind of come together for them and to complete the game.
Did you do any senior appreciation for Loudon Sandhoffer?
Yeah, Loudon Sandhoffer he's played 4 years for us. I kind of want to name a Perseverance Award after him, because he hasn't had a lot of success. He was thrown into the Wolves with the Wolves there his freshman year as a catcher, catching as a freshman, kind of took the ball as a pitcher for us. We took him a little bit out of the pitching role a little bit this year. He hasn't pitched near as much this year as he's done in the past, and just a delight to coach. He's when we were meeting as a team after we won on Friday night, the older kids said, "Hey, Loudon, this one was for you." And he says, no, it's not about me. It's about, you as a, talking to Thomas and to Sawyer, who've never won. He says, I've won games in my freshman year. You guys have never won. So he was kind of that guy you'd want to have as a teammate. He's very, selfless. He really wants to do what's right for the team. So fun to watch that.